Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's time for Charlotte Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Charlotte Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today on the show, we have Alexandra Degernis with My Progress LLC and the Slavic Business Association. Welcome.
Hi, Lee. It's good to be here.
Well, I am so excited to learn what you're up to. Which one do you want to start out with first, My Progress or the Slavic Business Association? You got a lot going on.
I will start with my personal story since you guys like stories on the radio. So I think I'll start with that.
All right. So this is your backstory about how you got to Charlotte and where you're at right now?
Yes. Yes. Even a little bit further back, I would say just a few years back.
All right. Fire away.
Well, I was born and raised in Russia. And about 10 years ago, I moved from Russia to the U.S. With limited English proficiency. Imagine me, but with a few English words. You know, I lived in a few different states. I lived in Oregon. I lived in Florida. Most of my time I spent living and working in California, in the greater Los Angeles area. And as all immigrants, I've had a variety of different jobs before I found something I really like. So I did like temp jobs, I was a waitress, I was doing lots of hustling. And when I found the industry that I really enjoy working in, I was able to grow pretty fast. And essentially for about 7 years out of 10, I worked as an event production manager. That was fun. I mean, Los Angeles, there are parties everywhere and there are lots of opportunity in the events field, obviously. But when I moved from LA to Charlotte, that was 3 years ago, I could not work in events anymore because of what? Guess what, Lee?
There was a pandemic and there's not as many events probably.
Yes, right on point. Yes. So essentially I lost the entire industry that I was working so hard for, and did some house remodeling. You know, I did a few puzzles. I think all of us did a few puzzles during those times. And I met many people from my community, Russian-speaking Slavic immigrants, Ukrainian immigrants from Moldova, essentially lots of people from that post-Soviet era. And I started noticing lots of similarities and noticing patterns in their questions. And those are, questions that many, many immigrants ask and many immigrants trying to find answers to are like, what are the cultural business aspects in the U.S.? How do you do networking? How do you look for a job? What do employers in America want from their employees and lots of things like that? And, you know, I just had so much knowledge that I've gained. I did not even value the amount of knowledge I held at that time. But then I was like, you know what, I'm going to create a training program. And so that's what I did. It took me a year. I included some research on integration, immigration, employment statistics, and, you know, how to write resume, what's the strategy of looking for a job, and all those things essentially became a 5-day or 5-week career development program for all immigrants. And that's how I started my consulting LLC, My Progress LLC. And that basically was the new career, the new path that I approached. And that's what I started doing. So I don't just work one-on-one with people. I also help local organizations who have diverse teams, and we all know companies become more diverse, and in more diverse teams, there is a higher chance of conflict within organizations. So essentially, development and training is the field I'm working in right now. And I work with local nonprofits that do immigration work as well, because I can implement the training programs not just for Slavic immigrants, Eastern European immigrants. That could be for anybody who come to this country. And as many research shows that successful immigrants, they pay better taxes, and those are money that we use for essential services in the country. And just in general, the country would benefit from professionally successful people.
So at My Progress, what started was kind of a slant towards folks with Slavic background has expanded to pretty much any immigrant, right? Your training can help any immigrant kind of integrate themselves better to the company, and it can help the company integrate more immigrants into their business.
Correct. Yes. And it's, yes, I do have an insight to the Slavic community. I am from that culture, so I do understand a few things that they're dealing with. But the information that I provide, it's a general source that comes from any kind of career centers and, you know, like recruitment books or whatever. So, because I've been doing lots of research, and I am getting my master's in at UNCC this upcoming fall, and I'm going to apply for it. So let me just clarify it. But the school has been one of the greatest resources to me. But immigrants, it's just so much information that comes their way. Like, they need to deal with legal things, they need to do their social securities and statuses, and they come they're dealing with cultural barriers, the language barrier, psychological barrier, and that professional barrier, which is the fifth one, and I identify five, the ones that I just told you about. It's just way too much, and they are very behind even very successful high skill. People are still very, very behind because of those barriers, but they, with a little bit of help, they can do so much better. And that's what my program is tailed to do. And essentially it does, going back to your question, it does apply to any immigrant or any diverse team that works with foreigners or immigrants.
Right. So while your background was from a Slavic country, obviously, it's the challenges that any immigrant's having are similar. Like, they have to deal, like you said, with English. They have cultural challenges. They don't understand all of the legalities. And to have a trusted advisor there that can help them kind of go through that maze is super helpful. That helps the immigrant, and it helps the company get a really good employee that's going to be a hard worker that's going to help them grow.
Yeah, just a little, you know, just tiny small adjustments in communication. Hey, here's how you write an email, right, for example, to your boss, or here's what it means. You know, just little cultural things, because really, if we think about it, it's just those cultural mismatches, misunderstandings, we sometimes perceive as something rude, you know, and we don't hire people because we're like, oh, I don't know, we'll be easy to work with that person. And, you know, so essentially that program should help to remove those miscommunications, misunderstandings. And another thing, Lee, is that it's important to work with opinion leaders and the community leaders. For example, the program can go into any immigrant community, and I work with local leaders, if you know what I mean. Like, for example, there's a Ukrainian community, a large Ukrainian community in Charlotte. And I just hosted my career development workshop for refugees. And I didn't reach out to every single Ukrainian person living in Charlotte. I reach out to two leaders who organize protests right now for, I mean, for help of Ukraine. They have like the cultural festivals. Is that how they called? Not protests, but you know, the awareness essentially. So working with community leaders is essential. So that's what I'm trying to do as well.
So now, how did the Slavic Business Association come into play? Was that already an existing organization that you joined, or did you help create that? Like, how did that come into play in Charlotte?
Yeah, that's a good question. There is a nonprofit, which is called Slavic Business Association. It's a very young, 1 year old, 1.5 year old organization. And when I was doing my seminars in town, I was meeting people, coaching them, helping them to find jobs and things like that, I was approached by one of the people of this team, and they offered me to join the board. And they said their mission was to bring together leaders of the immigrant community and businesses, and so we can create programs for people who would need our knowledge and our experience and things like that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. I want to be a part of this thing. And so since then, I was helping them with the community engagement, communications, public relations, strategic partnerships, and program developments. And working together for about a year and a half, we have developed a concrete programs based on the needs of our community, which are... Those are workshops, educational workshops, and of course, networking events. And educational workshops are happening when we reach out to local businesses and they're ready to contribute to the immigrant community and they want to promote their business. So like smaller real estate companies or mortgage companies or consulting companies or any kind of company who wants to create a workshop for people based on their, their knowledge, you know, like for example, we had a real estate professionals creating workshops on how to invest in land and what are the market trends right now. And, you know, just valuable insights from their industry. And that way we educate people on what's going on and, you know, how to invest in land, for example. And networking events are, of course, a big part of how you find a job in America and just how you move up in your career. Networking is amazing. I love this thing. I know people from my culture, they don't have that concept because of the cultural barrier. There are some things that prevent us from a good networking. But it, you know, it's a big thing in the US and that's what we try to organize as well.
Well, it sounds like it's really aligned with your skill set and your interests, and everything seems to be working together in order to really help you serve that community and help you help the immigrant community get a leg up and really, you know, start to seeing some of the benefits of being part of the United States.
Definitely. And we have served hundreds of people already in our community. We helped entrepreneurs to grow We helped those who come fresh off the boat, we call them fresh off the boat, to adapt. And we help them to believe in what they can achieve through our educations. So they're win-win, I see everywhere from any side.
Now, do you mind sharing a little bit, maybe give a little insight to folks out there that aren't as having as many conversations with recent immigrants as you are? Can you share some of their fears or some of their hopes? And maybe that'll spur some thinking on our listeners' part so that we can figure out more ways to help them acclimate and integrate themselves into our community.
Yeah. The biggest thing we should all understand that successful immigrants are benefit for everybody. And what do I define by success? That would be immigrants who have better English, who can get better positions, and essentially understanding that we all benefit from successful immigrants, that would benefit our company, our country as a whole. And what else I would say is that in terms of business side, is that if you are growing a business nowadays and you can tap into large communities of Slavic immigrants, could be Chinese, Iranian, any kind of immigrants, you expand your services to a broader audience and you enhance your worldview, and you understand different aspects of your services. So you just get richer and your business gets better when you kind of invest into helping immigrants, including them in your business, or educating them. So it's just pluses everywhere, like I said.
And this is, number one, it's good for people to do this. But number two, this is also could be good for their business as well. Aren't there, there's hundreds of thousands of Slavic people in the community, right? Like, well, this isn't like 12 people. This is a lot of people here that you're missing out of that could be potential customers if you treat them right.
You'd be surprised, yeah. According to the current population survey from 2015, they estimated about 40,000 Eastern European immigrants in North Carolina. The other thing is really interesting, other people should know about immigrants, is that they start their businesses very often. So the myth that immigrants take jobs, it's actually not based on fact, because statistically, and I'm studying statistics, I'm studying sociology and immigration in particular at school, statistics show that lots of immigrants start their businesses because of all of those difficulties like language barrier and things like that. It's easier for them to just start a company that does, construction services, cleaning services. There's so many creative services, photography, they start their own, whatever. And it's so easy to start a business in America comparing to some countries from out there. So the entrepreneurial kind of spirit is very high in immigrants. So they create jobs.
Yeah, and that's the reality of the situation. When they're frustrated they can't get a job, they don't complain about it. They go and start their own job, and then they figure out their own thing. Now, as part of the Slavic Business Association, you mentioned a lot of services you provide, but one of them is kind of a regular networking opportunity, right, where that people can get together. And I don't know when the next one is, but maybe you can share the date and time and location of the next kind of networking event where people can get together and meet and explore ways to work together.
Definitely. So we are working on listing out our workshops schedule. And for those, we work with local businesses as well. So if you own a business, is it marketing? Is it financial advising? It could be anything, really any kind of service, and you want to expand your audience, you want to expand your clientele reach, and you want to contribute to the large community of immigrants here and Ukrainians as well here now. We work with many of those people. Go on slavicba.com and apply for hosting a workshop. And we can also meet. I love meeting with people face-to-face. I host monthly networking events, very casual, and in South Park, Foxcroft Wine and Co. And it's in South Park area, like I said. Just very casual. On the 28th, meeting a few people. I'll be there at 5 p.m. But you need to RSVP too. And that event you can find on our events tab on our slavicba.com website. And there are also other things you can find. There are more events and everything. But I will be on the 28th at the Foxcroft Wine.
Yeah, and that's where you can meet other folks that maybe came from the same part of the world as you, and you can kind of catch up and plug yourself into a community that's really looking to help and can really help you get to a new level.
Yes, definitely. We welcome everybody. So it doesn't matter whether you're immigrant or not, whether you're business owner or entrepreneur, or you're just moved to the U.S. from somewhere. You know, we're inclusive. We do have kind of the immigration aspect of here, if you say. But yes, you definitely can come and meet. So it doesn't matter where you're from, who you are.
Right. So for that networking opportunity and education opportunity, it's slavicba.com. You can learn more there. If somebody wants to learn about your business, My Progress, what is the website for that? Because there they can get some consulting from you. And whether they're a business or an immigrant, and you can help them individually.
Yes, it's myprogress.us, and you will see the homepage there where I outline a few important things that everybody should know about immigration and highly skilled immigrants who come to this country. And there's also a button where you can contact me and yeah, it's a pretty easy website to navigate, and it's pretty too.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Charlotte Business Radio.